So with saints, you have the option to do the readings of the day, the readings of Advent, the Thursday. It is Thursday, right? Thursday of Advent. Or you can do the readings of the saint in particular, and we opted to go with St. Lucy's readings, which kind of surprisingly are not really off topic for the season. So think of that gospel for a moment, the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish, waiting in the darkness for the coming of our Lord. And what is Advent? But that season of waiting. Waiting in the darkness for the coming of our Lord. Waiting, prolonging joys of this life, putting off certain satisfactions, teaching us to move away from immediate gratification so we have a greater longing and hope for heaven. It's a season of hope. It's a season of waiting. It's a season of preparation, not indulging. It's a season of preparation for the greatest of gifts, the spiritual gift and gifts, by sometimes pushing ourselves and creating a buffer between us and temporal things, temporal benefits, just a little bit. And it's interesting, I was reminded of this yesterday when I was watching a little video on Our Lady of Guadalupe from form.org commercial. It's really good, very impressive, very well done. But she appeared in that year, the moment of what scientific, astronomical, the winter solstice, right? The darkest day of the year. Christmas is always around the darkest time of the year, as if the darkness is going to get darker and darker and darker and darker and darker, and then you hit basically Christmas and it's like the end of the darkness. Like it's at that moment the darkness starts fading away and the light of the world gets brighter and brighter from that time on. So it's just that experience. And St. Lucy, the virgins, the gospel tell us, like, wait for it, wait for it. If he delays, wait for it. If it gets darker and darker, you know, 11 p.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3, it's dark, very dark. Don't run out of oil. Keep waiting. Don't let your faith be extinguished when our Lord doesn't come right away, when you think he needs to come. When he delays, when his gratification, when his consolation doesn't come, when the prayers don't necessarily get fully answered when we need them to right now for this life. Our faith has to have the oil to be sustained, even in that darkest of dark. We ask for the grace. We ask through the intercession of St. Lucy for the eyes to see through faith, even as the darkness is greatest, even where there seems to be no other light. Was a line from the Lord of the Rings, may it be a light for you when all other lights go out. And in this life, all the little glitters of this life, they go out. They have to. But the light of our faith, the light of Christ, that relationship with Christ has to get stronger in the darkness, not weaker when we go through trial and difficulty and challenge. I think as well the way she was martyred, among other things, she had her eyes taken out according to legend, and so sometimes her picture, it's kind of weird, but they show St. Lucy holding a tray with her two eyes in the tray, and God gave her new eyes, but a little different. But just the idea of exchanging the eyes of the world for the eyes of heaven, for God's way of seeing. May that be the way that we see more and more, and may we distance ourselves from the ways of the world's sight, the seeing, the perspectives of the world. And may we hold fast to the joys or the hope for the joys of heaven, even when they delay. May we not lose faith, but maybe may we grow in that oil of our faith so that we are ready when at last our Lord comes with all of his consolations and all of his promises fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
St. Lucy, pray for us. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.